我们一同先有点祷告。
Let us first have prayer together.
主啊，我们一同在这里仰望你。
Lord, together we look to thee here.
因为你实在是我们所寻求的。
Because indeed thou art the one who we seek after.
你的面目不会向我们隐藏。
That you do not hide your face from us.
你乐意把你自己向我们显明。
You are willing to reveal yourself to us.
所以许多的事情我们虽然不明白。
So even though there are many things we don't understand.
但是我们知道你仍然是坐在宝座上。
But we know that you are still enthroned.
我们称颂赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
你永远是按照你自己的旨意来引导跟随你的人。
That forever you lead those who follow after you according to your will.
因此我们在你面前就是仰望主的怜悯。
So in your presence, Lord, we look to thy mercy.
叫我们和你当中没有任何的遮挡和阻隔。
So that there would be no hindrance and no obstacles between you and us.
叫我们时刻可以看见你的面。
So that we can always see thy face.
主，我们都在这里等候你。
Lord, we all wait for thee here.
主，你当日怎样向你的百姓说话？
Lord, how you have spoken to thy people in those days.
求你现在也向着你所买书的人说话。
We do ask that you will speak to us whom you have purchased.
就我们今天很清楚地知道，我们不是跟随人，我们乃是跟随你。
So that today we will clearly know we do not follow man, but only after thee.
主，我们向你仰望。
Lord, we look to thee.
但愿晚上主用着你自己的话，给我们里面有更多的照明。
This evening, may you use your word once again to enlighten us even more.
我们再次说，我们等候你。
Once again, we say we'll wait for thee.
听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Listen to our prayer in the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
我们在耶利米书十一章的末了。
We will begin at the end of Jeremiah chapter 11.
我们看到一个非常严肃的事情。
We see a very serious matter.
因为神指着犹大的百姓说，他们所做的事情也动神的怒气到了极大的地步。
Because God pointedly directs his wrath upon the people of Judah and says that they have provoked him to anger to the utmost.
神说犹大的神的数目和犹大的城的数目相等。
God says, for according to the number of thy cities were thy God, O Judah.
为何使得巴利所诸烧伤的坛也与耶路撒冷的街道的数目相等。
And according to the number of the streets of Jerusalem, have ye set up altars to that shameful thing, even altars to put incense under Baal.
那因此神就告诉耶利米说。
So God tells Jeremiah,
你不要为着这些百姓祷告。
Do not pray for them.
你就是 祷告我也不听了。
Even if you lift up a cry of prayer for them, I will not hear you.
我也不应允他们。
Even if you cry unto me, I would not answer your prayer.
弟兄姊妹，在这里也许会引起我们一些疑惑。
Brothers and sisters, maybe with this, we might have some doubt.
那他们向神哀求，怎么神也不应允？
If they cry out unto God, why would God not hear them?
真的落到那么严重的地步吗？
Is it in such a serious condition?
但弟兄姊妹，你留意神的话。所说的是什么事？
Now brothers and sisters, take note what God is referring to.
犹大的百姓，他们只懂得在神面前哀求。
Now the people of Judah only know how to cry out to God.
求神救他们脱离那个危险。
To cry unto God to deliver them from the danger.
但是却没有悔改的心。
Yet they do not have a heart of repentance.
他们不是在悔改里边去寻求神。
They are not seeking after God in the repentance.
他们只要神给他们的好处。
But they only want goodness from God.
所以你留意，我们中文圣经把它翻成哀求。
So you can see in the Chinese translation, they're pleading before God.
在这些的光景的里边，他们所要的是悔改。
And so in this condition, what they need is repentance.
他们所要的不是在那里得拯救。
They do not only need deliverance.
不是要得拯救。
They do not need deliverance.
不是说他们不要。
It is not that they do not need it.
而是说他们这个时候所要的不是拯救。
But what they need at this time is not deliverance.
是要悔改。
It is repentance.
但他们要悔改。
Now they needed to repent.
他们只是在那里哀求。
They're only crying, pleading there.
所以神说，我也不会应允他们。
So God says, I will not hearken unto them.
因为没有办法应允。
Because I have no way to answer them.
有罪的阻隔在那里。
Because there's the hindrance of
sin. 神要伸出手来，也会打回去。
Even if God wants to extend His hand, it will return.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常严肃的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is a serious issue.
我们在留。接下去再看末了剩下的一点点十一章的。
Now we'll continue on to finish up with a little bit left in chapter 11.
耶利米本人他完全不知道他自己所处的环境的危险。
And Jeremiah himself does not know the danger that he is in.
神告诉他说。
God tells him.
你注意。
Pay attention.
你非常危险。
You're in a very dangerous position.
人家要把准备把你杀掉。
They will prepare to kill you.
那是什么人呢？
So who are those people?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们如果不熟悉这一个耶利米书的背景。
If we're not familiar with the background of the book of Jeremiah.
和耶利米书里面所有的一些的关系。
And some of the relationship it has with the book.
我们也许并不太觉得这里所说的话有什么严重。
Then we may not feel how severe these words here are.
但是如果我们在这个背景上面稍微灵慧一点。
But if we somewhat have a more understanding of the background.
我们就知道这里的事情非常的严重。
Then we realize it is very severe here.
我们从十八节你看看到。
We can see in verse 18.
神指示耶利米
and the Lord had given me knowledge of it
耶利米才知道
and I know it
知道什么呢
what did he know
他已经像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地
he was like a lamb that is brought to the slaughter
但是耶利米本人一点都不知道这种的安排
but Jeremiah himself did not know what was being arranged
所以他在神的面前就说
so before God he said
神啊你要为我主持公道
God that you will deal righteously with me
那为什么呢
why
原因就是
the reason being
底下就说
it says
神告诉他
the Lord told him
寻索你命的人是亚拿兔的人
thusSaid the Lord of the men of Anatoth that seek thy life.
那亚拿兔的人怎么准来对付他呢
Now how did the men of Anatoth come to deal with him?
很简单
Very simply.
他只要求他们一件事情
They only require one thing.
什么事情呢
What is that?
从今以后
From now on.
你不要再奉耶和华的名说预言
Prophesy not in the name of the Lord.
那就是说
That means.
你以后不要再说神说的话
No longer say you're speaking God's words.
你最好就不说话
It would be best if you kept silent.
你要说话的话
If you want to speak.
也不要说神要你说的话
Do not say the words that God wants you to say.
你就说人家喜欢听的话就好了
But only say the words that are pleasing to men.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
这样的一个要求
Now this request.
我们就是这样听来的时候就觉得非常的不合理
Even when we hear it in this way, we feel it's very unreasonable.
也不合情
It is not appropriate.
不讲神要讲的话，那有什么话好讲？
If we do not speak the word of God, what else can we say?
对神的百姓不说神的话，而说人喜欢听的话，那这些话说来干什么呢？
Now to the people of God, you do not speak the word of God, yet only the words that they are pleased to hear, why do you speak at all then?
如光从这个话里面来，我们觉得已经很不简单。
Now even from the words itself, we feel this is a serious matter.
但是如果我们再留意，神告诉他说。
But even more so, if we take note what God told him.
这话是谁说的？
Who said these words?
亚拿兔人说的。
It is the men of Anatoth.
那亚拿兔人是谁？
Then who are these men of Anatoth?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这就是当时耶利米的背景。
Now at that time, this is the background of Jeremiah.
第一章一开始
Even at the chapter
1, 就已经给我们介绍了
It already told us.
耶利米就是亚拿兔的人
Because Jeremiah was from Anatoth himself.
那亚拿兔里面住的是什么人呢
So who are these people of Anatoth?
都是祭司
They're all priests.
弟兄姊妹，我们留意到那个
Now, brothers and sisters, we remember the arrangement that when they divided the land in Joshua.
我们就很清楚地知道亚拿图这个城是给了亚伦和他的后代居住的。
We clearly remember that the city of Anatoth was given to Aaron and his descendants for a land to dwell.
那耶利米是祭司。
And so Jeremiah was a priest.
所以他就是亚拿图人。
And so he was from Anatoth.
同样的。
Similarly,
住在亚拿图的人也就是祭司,
those who dwell in Anatoth are priests.
我们可以这样说,
we can say this.
亚拿图这个地方就是祭司的大本营,
this, the place of Anatoth is basically the headquarter of the priests.
不单是大本营,
not only is it the headquarters,
同时也是他们的基地,
it is also their campsite.
因为祭司们就是在哪里,
because all the priests were there.
那现在我们看到一个问题来了,
and so now we see the
issue.
It is very serious.
严肃到一个什么程度,
how serious is it?
祭司们在那里禁止说神的话的耶利米,
the priest of God there tried to forbid Jeremiah from speaking the word of God, not allowing for him to speak it. And so, brothers and sisters, what does this reflect for us? It reflects for us the fall of Judah. We can pretty much put it this way. It began with the priest.
祭司已经没了,
there are no more priests.
祭司已经不守地位了,
the priests themselves did not keep their position.
祭司已经不说神的话了,
the priests no longer spoke the word of God.
祭司在那里只说讨人喜悦的话了,
the priests only spoke the words that were pleasing to men.
因为祭司都已经不把神的那个地位放在准确的地点,
because the priests themselves did not give God the accurate position. And so when we take note of this, then we realize why is it that the whole temple was filled with false gods? It's because of this fall. Even though we don't have other references to confirm,
就算我们不说,
even if we do not say this fall began with the priest,
最低限度我们也要说,
at the very least we can say,
这一个堕落是因为祭司不守本位,
this fall was because the priest did not keep their position.
那结果就产生到这样的光景,
as a result, this condition came about.
那弟兄姊妹,因此我们看到神在这里跟耶利米说得很明白,
so brothers and sisters, here we see that God speaks very clearly to Jeremiah.
你看整个祭司的集团,他们都已经下去了。
You can see, as a group, the priests have fallen.
他们准备要杀你了。
They are prepared to kill you.
那你怎么办?
What will you do?
所以耶利米就说神啊, 我把我的事告诉你了,你来给我主持公道了。
And so Jeremiah says to God, now I have made known my matters to you, you will judge righteously with me.
感谢神。
We thank God.
神既然鉴察这些事情,
since God examines these things,
神也不会轻易地让这些事情过去,
God will also not allow for these things to pass by very lightly.
所以神很清楚告诉耶利米,
so God clearly tells Jeremiah,
到了追讨的时候,
at the time of my visit,
亚拿图人一定在神的追讨的范围里,
I will punish them.
并且神还说得很清楚,
and God says very clearly,
神不给他们留下有余剩的人,
that they would not be kept any remnant.
哦,弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这些话就说出了在那一个时候犹大的离弃主,
these words speak of the fact how deep the fall of Judah was before God.
但是我们别忘了,
but let us not forget,
当耶利米起出来警告他们的时候,
at the beginning when Jeremiah came to warn them,
那犹大人还在那里说什么呢?
What did the people of Judah say?
我们有圣殿,
we have the temple, we have the temple,
我们有圣殿,
we have the temple.
弟兄姊妹还记得,
brothers and sisters, you still remember, how did those words say?
在那个, 我们看到那里的时候，我特别和弟兄姊妹指出他们里面所依靠的三样事物的其中的一样。
When we're in those passages, I especially pointed out to brothers and sisters the temple is one of the three things that they relied on in their hearts.
那换一句话来说，
So in other words,
从外面来看，
externally,
他们仍然维持着宗教的那一些习惯仪文。
They still kept the habits, the rituals externally that was religious.
你要是从外面来看的时候，
So if you look at it from without,
那你献祭的事情还是照样的献祭。
They still offer up their sacrifices.
那你宣读神的话语还是继续宣读神的话语。
They still continue to read the word of God.
但是一个问题在这，
But one issue there,
神在他们当中没有地位。
There was no place at all for God in their midst.
那这种光景跟我们的主在地上的时候的那个光景原则上几乎是一样。
That condition in principle is basically the same as the condition when our Lord was on earth.
律法上要求做的事情在圣殿里边做的十足。
They did it perfectly according to the requirement of law in the matters regarding the temple.
但是都是表面的。
Yet it was only on the surface.
结果就引出我们的主洁净圣殿了。
As a result, our Lord had to clean the temple, purge the temple.
那个光景就跟这里所提的光景差不了很多。
And so that condition is not far from this condition mentioned here.
但是在神和耶利米这样说话的时候，
But when God spoke to Jeremiah here,
我们就来到十二章了。
We come to chapter 12.
那来到十二章的时候，
When we reach chapter 12,
我们就看到一件事情。
We see one thing.
这一件事情对我们来说有非常大的帮助。
To us, this is of great help.
什么事情呢？
What is that?
我们留意十二章一开始的时候，
We take note at the beginning of chapter
12, 那也就是说神把十一章末了的事情告诉了耶利米以后。
That is also meaning that this is after God told Jeremiah of the things at the end of chapter 11.
耶利米一面在那里承认神的权柄，
On the one hand, Jeremiah is acknowledging the authority of God.
另一面呢又对神所做的存着一个疑惑。
Yet on the other hand, he still has a doubt in regards to what God is doing.
那所以弟兄姊妹，你看看十二章一开始怎么说。
So brothers and sisters, you can see how does it read at the beginning of chapter 12.
他说，耶和华，我跟你争辩的时候，你显为义。
Righteous art thou, O Lord, when I plead with thee.
你是对的。
You're right.
你是准确的。
You're correct.
你一点错误都没有。
You have no error at all.
但是呢，
But
他说我还有一件事情要跟你理论。
Yet let me talk with thee of thy judgment.
那我们先不是看他有什么事情要跟神理论。
Now let us not first look at what he wants to debate
with God. 我们看耶利米在神面前的属灵的学习和他的属灵的光景。
But let us look at the spiritual condition and the spiritual lesson of Jeremiah here.
那我们注意一件事。
We take note of one thing.
神告诉耶利米说，
God tells Jeremiah,
他们不给你说耶和华的话。
They do not want you to speak the word of God.
但是我选召你就是要叫你说我说的话。
But I chose you to speak my words.
他们喜欢听，
If they 不然
要说。
If they delight to hear it, you must speak it.
他们不喜欢听，你还是要说。
Even if they're not pleased, you still must speak it.
因为怎么记得第一章的时候不是说吗？
Brothers and sisters, remember chapter 1.
神呼召耶利米的时候，
When God called Jeremiah,
他说我告诉你说的话你都要说。
You will speak all the words that I command you.
现在人家在那里挡住他说你不要说。
Now they're forbidding him to speak.
你说神这些话说跟我们没有关系。
You say that these words of God has nothing to do with us.
但是神就告诉耶利米事情会怎么发生。
But God tells Jeremiah how the events will come about.
所以耶利米就在这里说，神啊，我要与你争辩的话你都是对的。
So Jeremiah says to God that when I plead with thee, righteous art thou, O Lord.
不过我心里面还有一些事情说的不好听就是不大服气。
But within my heart there is still something. If we put it in a bad way, that means he's still not submitting to it.
说的轻松一点就是说我还有点疑惑。
To put it lightly, Jeremiah still has some doubt.
不管这个事情是严重或是轻松，
Regardless of how serious or how light this matter is, it is still a doubt for Jeremiah.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
在这一段话的里头,
in this passage, very clearly we can see one thing.
先看神的那一边,
let us first look upon God's side.
耶利米,
Jeremiah,
他能坦然地和神说,
he can boldly speak the words of his heart to God freely.
神让他说,
and God allowed for him to speak.
为什么呢?
Why?
我们留意,
we take note.
神要人学习的是接受神的权柄。
God wants man to learn to accept his authority.
服神的传递,
to submit to God's authority.
但是神却不要人盲从,
yet God does not want man to be blind. To obey blindly, no matter what others say, you will just follow.
你要学习的是学习服主的传递,
you must learn to submit to his authority.
那这个是神在旧约一直到现在对人的带领。 都是如此,
and that is how God's guidance to man is from the Old Testament to now.
神让我们去学习顺服的功课,
God allows for us to learn the lesson of obedience.
但是顺服不等于说神不让你说我们的疑惑,
but obedience does not mean that we cannot speak our doubts to him.
所以耶利米就是这样和神有争辩,
and so Jeremiah pleads with God in this way. There is still one thing I want to debate.
以前有好的事情,我明白了,我不再有困扰了。
Before I had many things, but now I understand, I'm not doubtful of those anymore.
但是还有一件我到现在还不明白。
But there is still one thing I still do not understand.
所以我要跟你理论。
So I want to plead with you.
那弟兄姊妹们,你留意。
So brothers and sisters, take
note.
When Jeremiah brings his doubt before God in this way, does God allow for him to speak? God allows for him to speak. You can see one thing. God honors man.
但是神也盼望,
but God also delights and hopes that man would also honor him. But we see one thing. When God honors man, he allows man to have great liberty before him. He does not want to constrain man.
但是弟兄姊妹们, 如果这样从表面上来看的话,
but brothers and sisters, if we only look at it on the surface in this way,
一面你就看到神要求人服在他的权柄的底下,
then on the one hand you see that God requires man submit under his authority,
一面你又好像看见他尊重人,
yet on the other hand, seemingly you see that he honors man and does not constrain man. So how is this harmonious together then?
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
神就是
that is how God allows for us to bring our doubts before him. And he tells us why is it so. And he allows for us to understand why is it so. Brothers and sisters, realize, before God, many times our difficulty is because we see the phenomenon on the surface. And we do not see how God views those very same things.
那因此我们就凭我们所看见的表面的现象, 我们就觉得我们有理了。
So according to what we see on the surface, we feel we have our reasons.
神啊,你没有理。
God, you have no reason at all.
所以耶利米就说,神啊,我还要跟你理论。
And so Jeremiah says to God, I still must talk to you about this.
他没有说我还要跟你争辩,就好像是很尊重神了。
And so, when he say I'm not debating with you, I'm just reasoning with you, he honors God in that way.
我们看到他这个争辩的那件事的时候,
and so, brothers and sisters, when we see what he is trying to reason with God,
我们的确是可以 用比较严肃的话来表达耶利米当时的情绪。
Then we can use more solemn words to express the emotion of Jeremiah at that time.
那我们要看看。
We have to see that.
耶利米究竟有什么事情要跟神理论
？What is it that Jeremiah wants to reason with God about?
耶利米的那一个问题
，The question of Jeremiah
不是他专有的。
It's not only for him.
他的问题也是我们的问题。
Actually, his question is also our question.
不是光是耶利米一个人的问题。
It is not only privileged to him.
是我们普遍的问题。
But it is our question in general.
并且这个问题从表面上看来的时候，神好没有道理。
And on the surface, when we look at this question, it seems that God is very unreasonable.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意啊。
Brothers and sisters,
这话怎么引出来的呢
？How did these words come about?
就是跟十一章末了神跟耶利米所说的话引出来的。
It came forth because of the words God spoke to Jeremiah at the end of chapter 11. God told Jeremiah.
你晓得人家这要谋害你。
You have to know that they're devising a plan to harm you.
你所有的亲属啊。
All your relatives, all your family.
都在那里这样说。
They say this.
你不要说神的话。
Do not speak the word of God.
免得你死在我们手里。
Lest you die in our hands.
那亚拿突然是什么人
？Now who are these men of Anathoth?
我们刚才提过了。
We mentioned already.
是祭司吗
？They're priests.
那这个祭司，祭司当中
，and amongst these priests,
不少人是耶利米的亲属啊。
There are many who are of the family of Jeremiah.
如果从大数来说，全都是亲属啊。
Now if we look at it from a broader scope, they're all his relatives.
你把它说的很小的范围。
Even if we condense it very narrow.
这些人当中。有他的父亲也说不定啊。
Maybe there's some, we can say it's his father.
有他的兄弟也说不定啊。
They're his brothers.
当然，这是我们的推测。
Of course, this is only our thought.
但是我们的确看见耶利米在那个时候是很孤单的。
But truly, we can see how alone Jeremiah was during that time.
整个亚拿托的祭司们都是这样来对付他。
Even all the priests of Anathoth dealt with him this way.
所以就引起耶利米这一个。问题
，And so it brought about this question from Jeremiah.
神啊，你既然看到他们这样的猖狂
，God, since you have seen them dealt so treacherously,
你又说以后你要追讨他们
，And you say you will chase them after them.
既然是这样
，If that is the case,
为什么你现在不对付他们
？Why not deal with them now?
为什么现在你还给他们有通达的路
？Why do you still let them prosper now?
为什么他们现在还蛮想安逸
？Why is it that they're still at ease now?
就是问你留意
Brothers and sisters,
那个疑惑是什么
？Take note what. What is that doubt?
恶人的道路为何亨通呢
？Wherefore does the way of the wicked prosper?
行诡诈的为何得安逸呢
？Wherefore are they happy that they were treacherously?
留意底下说的。
Now take note.
神的好像是你放纵他们。
It seems like God, you allow them to do as they want.
好像你在那里给他们机会。
It seems like you're giving them the chance.
但神的你知道吗
？But God, do you know?
他们。的口是跟你相近呢
，in their mouth they're near you，
心却远离你
，but far from their hearts。
弟兄姊妹，你看到吗
？Brothers and sisters, you can see。
耶利米当时心里面实在有一个不平在那里。
At that time that Jeremiah felt he was not due justice。
神的，既然你已经是都知道这一切了。
And so he says to God, God, since you know all this,
你也说上来要追讨他。
And you say you will punish them.
那为什么不在现在追讨呢
？Why do you not do it now?
你现在不追讨的话
，If you do not chase them now,
等于在那里纵容他们。
That means you're just forbearing them to do whatever they want.
纵容他们。
And when you tolerate them,
用另一面来看呢，就是你在那里栽培他们。
And so in another sense, that means you're planting them.
你让他们扎根在那里。
And you let them root it.
你也让他们在那里好像长大也结出果子。
And you allow for them to grow, even bear fruit.
但神啊，你知道吗
？But God, do you know?
他们的口向你是蛮甜的。
Only in their mouth they're near you.
但是心却与跟你距离得很远。
But their hearts are far from thee.
所以你留意的。
So you can take note.
耶利米当时非常不明白这件事。
At that time, Jeremiah did not understand this at all.
为什么你现在不对付他
？Why is it God you do not deal with them now?
你现在为什么不干预他
？How do you not intervene with them now?
那，你看到我了。
So you can see me.
我是怎么向着你
？And you know me. You have seen me.
如果他们真的是把我害了
，And if truly they harm me.
then
no one will speak for you.
他们那些人非常非常的猖狂。
Now they deal very treacherously.
所以神啊，你最好不要再容忍他们。So
God did not tolerate them anymore.
你现在就把他们抓出来。But
pull them out.
你看看。
You can see.
不是单不单是我个人的问题。
It is not just our personal issue.
整个的犹大都给他们弄得一塌糊涂了。
But even the whole nation of Judah have been dealt with by them.
他们还在那里振振有词地说。
And they still have their logic.
我看不见这样的结果的。
We do not see our end.
因为他们要把我杀掉。
Because they want to kill me.
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
耶利米在这一个时刻，
at this moment for Jeremiah,
他心里对神的作为是有好些的不够明白。
In his heart, he truly does not understand the work of God at all.
所以他向神在那里有一点争执。
And so there he has debate with God.
神，你为什么现在不干预？
God, how come you do not intervene now?
你为什么不伸手出来改变这个情形？
How come you don't extend forth your hand to change this?
如果你伸出手来改变这个情形，
if you stretch forth your hand to change all this,
那事情不就好了？
Then everything would become fine.
犹大也不需要被掳了。
And Judah would not be in exile.
我耶利米也不在这里受威吓了。
And I, Jeremiah, would not be threatened. And all this would be good.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
多少时候,
so many times,
我们人想都是站在我们以为对的这个方面去想。
Whenever we think, we only think upon our standpoint to think what is right.
没有站在神的那一个位置上面做全面的去思想。
We did not stand in the viewpoint of God to consider everything.
无怪乎我们读何西阿书的时候， 神在那里指着以色列人的一个责备。
And that's why when we read the book of Hosea, God rebukes the Israelites in this way.
说以法莲是一个没有翻过的饼。
That they say that Ephraim is a bread that has not been turned.
什么叫做没有翻过的饼？
What does it mean that the bread has not been turned?
你做过饼的，你知道。
Brothers and sisters, if you made bread before, you know.
你烤饼的时候不能光烤一面。
When you roast, when you toast the bread, you cannot just toast one side.
到相当时间你要把它翻转过来。
And so when the time is about right, you must flip it over.
如果不翻转过来的话，
if you do not turn it over,
那一个饼啊， 一边就会烧焦了。
And so then the wafer one side will be burnt.
或者烤焦了。
Or that it will be roasted.
另一面呢，
and on the other hand,
还是生的。
It is still raw.
弟兄姊妹，这个是没有翻过的饼。
And so, brothers and sisters, that means it has not been turned.
半生不熟。
That it is half cooked and it's not done.
却又烧焦了。
But yet it is also burned.
弟兄姊妹，这个是没有翻过的饼。
And so, brothers and sisters, that means the cake has not been
turned. 现在耶利米在神面前说了这些话，就是没有翻过的饼。
And so, when Jeremiah says these words, it is in that situation, he has not been turned yet.
他只看见一面。
He only saw one side.
神啊，如果你现在伸出手来干预，
now God, if you would just extend forth your hand to intervene now, then there would be peace in Judah.
我也平安了。
I would have peace.
但是你为什么不伸手呢？
Why is it then you do not stretch forth your hand?
他忘记了。
He forgot.
神跟以色列民所立的约，
the covenant of God between the Israelites.
神跟他们立约的时候是 告诉他们一个全面的事实。
When God made the covenant with them, He told them a complete fact.
你们如果神准确地活在神的面前，
if you want to live accurately before God,
神给他们赐福， 没有问题。
There's no issue at all with God blessing them.
但是如果他们偏离了神呢？
But yet if they depart away from God,
神说我一定
God says, I will chasten after them.
那弟兄姊妹，你看到，如果用新约的话来看的时候，
so brothers and sisters, you look at it in the New Testament term, you can see one fact.
神这一边说的是恩典。
On the one hand, when God speaks, it is grace.
但是神不是只有恩典。
But he not only has grace.
在另一边，神还有公义。
On the other hand, he also has righteousness.
神要摆出来的是一个完整的事实。
And what God wants to place forth is a complete fact.
神的 恩典在那里流出，
His grace flows out from there.
神的公义也在那里满足，
His righteousness is also satisfied.
这是神的完整的表达。
And this is the complete expression of God.
对我们来说，
as for us,
这一件事情应该是很明白的。
This should be very clear. Even if we just believe in the Lord and just are saved, what is salvation? Salvation is the mingling of God's righteousness and His grace.
你说救恩是什么呢?
What is salvation?
是恩典呢,还是公义呢?
Is it grace or is it righteousness? We cannot explain it only one-sided. If you say salvation, of course it is grace. But brothers and sisters, but you must see what is the foundation of this salvation. This, the foundation of this salvation is the satisfaction of God's righteousness. It is the Son of God taking our place on the cross. Why is it that the Son of God must take our place? Because that is the requirement of God's righteousness. If you want to take away the righteousness of God, then it's all grace, then we can do whatever we want. Yet if you say God is only righteous, then we also have no way before Him. But we thank God. When He manifests Himself to us, He not only shows Himself one-sided to us, He shows Himself to us completely. We thank the Lord.
把他的疑惑带到神面前的时候,
and so when Jeremiah brings his doubt before God in this way, God speaks many words to him.
一直说下去的,
he continues to speak, not only in chapter 12.
神跟他说什么话呢?
What kind of words did God say to him? He first tells him this theme.
耶和华说啊,
but the Lord said,
第五节,
verse 5,
你若与不行的人同跑, 尚且绝累,
if thou hast run with the footmen and they have wearied thee, then how can thou contend with horses? And so God speaks of this.
你要跟人来一同跑,
if you want to run with footmen,
跟不行的人一同跑,
and if you run with the footmen,
你还觉得跑不过来,
yet they have wearied thee,
那你怎么跟马来赛跑呢?
Then how can you contend with horses?
你说神说这个话是什么意思?
Brothers and sisters, you say, what does God meaning when He says these words?
我们怎么会跟马赛跑?
Why would we contend with the horses?
我们顶多就是跟人赛跑。
At the most, we can only contend with the men.
不可能会跟马赛跑。
We cannot race with the horse.
但神就是这样说。
But that's what God said.
那我们就要问了。
Then we must ask.
神这样说,
if God says this, it doesn't make sense. But that's what He said. He must have His meaning there.
那是什么?
What does it mean?
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们很简单的来把那个意思挑明就够了。
Very simply, we'll just make it known and that's enough.
你如果是与不行的人同跑,
now, if you run with the footmen,
那就是说,
that means,
你如果要用人来做那个标准或是做那个根据,
if you want to use man as that standard or the foundation,
特别是用眼见的事物来作为依据,
especially if you want to use what's visible to man as the foundation,
你尚且觉得很不容易, 行走得上来,
even so, then you find it very weary, you cannot follow it.
弟兄姊妹我们看过很多,
brothers and sisters, we have seen many testimonies of spiritual men. We have heard many testimonies of brothers and sisters and their spiritual experiences. When we all hear it, we admire it. But unfortunately, we only remain in that admiration.
没有跟得上来,
you cannot follow on.
一般来说, 你既然炫目了, 那你就跟着走嘛。
In general, if you admire it, you should follow on.
但是很, 太多, 太多的光景是这样,
but there's so many times our condition is that
我只看见那个好,
way. I only see how good it is.
我只看见那个对,
I see how right it is.
但是我自己不走上来,
yet I myself do not go on it.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这就是你同行不行的人, 同行。
That is what it means that you run with the footmen.
尚且觉得累。
And they have wearied thee.
那你怎么跟马来赛跑呢?
Then how do we contend with the horses?
你怎么能跟跑得快的来跑呢?
How do we run with those who run even faster?
这个这里跑得快的,神说是马。
Here God refers to those who run faster than the horses.
说的就不单是是马。
But what God wants to say is not only the horses.
因为比马跑得更快的还有许多。
Because there are even more that run faster than horses.
我们有足够的理由相信。
We have enough reason to believe.
神在这里是降低标准来跟耶利米说。
God even lowered the standard in speaking with Jeremiah here.
如果我们准确的把神心里头的那个意思领会过来。
If we want to accurately understand God's heart here,
你很清楚就看到。
Very clearly we can see.
你若是与人来同跑，尚且觉得赶不上来。
Now if you run with men, yet they weary you, you cannot follow on.
那你怎么能赶得上神的要求呢?
Then how can you even follow on to the requirement of
God? 你怎么能赶得上神的带领呢?
How can you live up to the guidance of God then?
你就觉得神的带领是不合理了。
We feel the guidance of God is so unreasonable.
你就觉得神的带领、神的安排、神的工作，很不合情理了。
We feel God's guidance, His arrangement, His work is not reasonable at all.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到吗?
Brothers and sisters, have you noticed?
是这种光景才会让耶利米发出那个问题的。
It is only this condition, that's why Jeremiah would have such questions.
神，你为什么现在不干预?
God, why is it now you do not intervene?
你为什么要留到以后再追讨?
Why must you wait till later?
反正都是追讨，现在干预就解决问题多了。
If you punish, then why don't you do it now? It's better to do it now.
但是神很清楚地告诉他。
But God clearly tells him.
你不能拿你的眼见的事的光景来做标准。
You cannot use what you can see as the standard.
不能拿你所知道的事情、所认为对的事情来做根据。
You cannot use what you know and what you think is right as the foundation.
你要留意的。
What you must know.
神要做的事情，只有神自己是根据。
That what God wants to do, only God Himself is the foundation.
人以为好，或是人以为不好。这个都不能成为根据。
Whether man thinks it's good or not cannot be the foundation.
是唯一的根据就是神自己。
But the only standard and foundation is God Himself.
而神自己是一个很完整的上人显明的神。
And God Himself is a God who manifests Himself very completely to man.
因为再加上上文我们就很清楚看到这个。
And then if we even read on, then we can clearly see.
底下怎么来神怎么来解说这两句话呢?
Now, how does God use the words to come to explain this verse?
这是你在平安之地虽然安稳。
And if in the land of peace wherein thou trust,
在约旦河的丛林里你怎么行走呢?
Then how will thou do in the swelling of Jordan?
换句话说,你在平地的里边,你觉得你还走得不错。
If on the firm surface on the land, you think you're going well.
你要是走到一些不是平地的地方。
But if you go on a land that is not smooth,
神也没有说的太严重。
Now God didn't say it too severely here.
他只是说约旦河边的丛林。
Now he only put it in the swelling of Jordan or in the thicket of Jordan.
那就是树林好了。
And so we can say like a forest.
那里没有一条路。
There is no way there.
你进入了树林。
If you go into the forest,
高一脚，低一脚。
It can be high, up and down.
那你怎么走呢?
How do you walk?
你在平原的里面是觉得你还好像还有点办法。
On the plain where it's smooth, you think you have your way about it.
但是走到一些有艰困的境地的底上，你怎么再往前走呢？
But in land that has difficulty, how do you go forward?
弟兄们，这就很明确了，给我们看到。
Brothers and sisters, then very clearly we can see.
许多的事情你没有办法用你眼见的那个事物来做依据的。
There are many things that you cannot use what is visible as your foundation.
你怎么会想到
？How would you figure?
你的弟兄
，that your brother，
你的父家
，your family，
都用贱价来待你
，would dealt with you treacherously。
他们好像在那里拥戴你
，they seem to support you。
但是他们却是在那里设谋要把你杀掉。
Yet they're devising a plan to kill you.
神说
，God says，
你领会这样的光景吗?
Do you understand the condition?
不要听人说的话太多.
Do not believe in the word of man.
他们就是向你说好话, 你都不要,
Even if they speak good to you. We thank God.
神把耶利米带回一个地步,
God brings Jeremiah back to this point.
你以我做根标准,
that I'm your standard.
你以我做根据,
I'm your foundation.
弟兄姊妹, 我们不得不回到第一章里边去看神对耶利米的选择。
Brothers and sisters, we must go back to chapter 1 to see God's calling of Jeremiah.
神明明告诉他,
God clearly tells him,
我把你呼召出来,
I've called you out.
我就要你说的话, 你都要说,
you will speak the word I command you.
我同时要让你成为 所有有权势的人的反对,
and you will also be against all those in power.
但是我让你成为铁笔铜墙,
but you will be as a brazen wall.
这是神对他的选择,
and that is his calling from
那,
God.
现在神, 神就让他说,
and so now God tells him,
你要紧的是坚定地站立在你该站的地方,
what is important is you must stand firmly upon the position which you ought to stand.
你不要让外面的那个, 那个眼见的事物坏的就杀坏了你。
Do not allow for what is visible if they are bad that they would frighten you.
好的又骗了你。
Or what is good that they would deceive you.
因为你根本不是依据眼见来行走。
Because you do not walk according to the trust what you can see.
你是根据神的管理带领引导。
But you walk according to the guidance, the arrangement, and the leading of God.
那然后神就跟耶利米说到，为什么在这样的光景的里头，你根本不能再从人当中寻找到一个标准。
And then God continues to tell Jeremiah, why is it in this condition you cannot find any standard amongst men?
底下神就说了,
and then God says,
我 也离弃了我的殿宇,
I've forsaken mine house.
我也撇下了我的产业,
I have left mine heritage.
那就是说到神把, 他的子民交出去,
that speaks of the fact that God has given his people out.
那为什么呢?
Why?
弟兄姊妹, 我们不必需要, 不必去解说,
Brothers and sisters, we don't need to explain it.
我们读一下字面, 字面就领会了。
Even when we read the surface of the word, we understand.
神说, 我没有办法不离开他们。
God says, I have no other way but to leave them. I must forsake them.
虽然他们称为我的百姓,
though they're called my people.
但是他们却不是站在做百姓的地位。
Yet they do not stand in the position as my people toward me.
弟兄姊妹你留意,
Brothers and sisters, take
第八节怎么说?
Note. What does verse 8 say?
我的产业,
my heritage,
以色列,
that is Israel,
像我如林中的狮子,
is unto me as a lion in the forest. It cries out against me.
第九节,
verse 9.
我的产业,
my heritage,
以色列,
Israel,
像我, 怎么可以算我都不如那个有斑点的那个鸷鸟,
It's unto me as a speckled bird.
有斑点那个鸷鸟,
Now the speckled bird,
都没有去给人有伤害,
Yet it's not harmed.
但是他们却是 处处与我,
Yet they surround me and give me trouble.
所以弟兄姊妹你就从字面这样读下去, 你就看到, 当时犹大人, 怎么样的, 用背来向着神。
So brothers and sisters, even as we read on, we can see how the people of Judah turned their backs to God.
那结果呢?
As a result,
他们把整个犹大的弄到一个毫无前途的那种光景。
They have brought the entire land of Judah to a point of no future at all.
他们把犹大弄到好像荒凉了, 他们也觉得没有什么 了不起。
They have made Judah desolate, yet no man layeth to heart.
所以神说，我有什么办法不伸出手来追讨他们？
And so God says, how can I not extend forth my hand to intervene and punish them?
但是为什么我现在不干预他们？
But why is it I do not intervene now?
我追讨他们。
I punish them.
还要等到过一些时候才执行。
But I must execute it a little while.
神就说出他心里头的那个意念。
And then God tells us what is in his heart.
这个话实在是太宝贝。
These words indeed are too precious.
因为神不是说出单单对以色列的感情。
Because God not only merely tells of his emotions, his feelings toward Israel.
他是说出他对人的感情。
But it expresses his feeling, his emotion toward man.
那上面就说到，神说我一定兴起那一个那个刀来给他们一些处理。
Before God says, I will raise up the sword to punish them.
我让那灭命的来到他们的中间。
And the destruction would befall them.
让他们凡有血气的都不得平安。
And none of them will have peace.
并且他们在当地所劳碌所做的，我完全。不让他们有收成。
They have put themselves to pain, but have no profit.
好像神在那里对他的子民下了很重的手。
And so it seems like God has a very heavy hand to deal with his people.
但是弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
神要说明他为什么下那么重的手。
God speaks clearly why he has such a heavy hand.
在前面说的许多的话，好像是因为他们离弃了真神而去敬拜偶像。
The text before seems to say the reason is that because they departed away from the true God to worship the false God.
以神的怒气。
To bring forth the wrath of God.
对付他们。
So God dealt with them.
如果我们只是看到这一个，
Now if we only see that,
又是不够全面的认识神。
Again, we have not known God more completely.
所以神在这里又说了一些话。
So here God says some more words.
现在说的话不是单对着以色列。
Now the words he speaks here is not only for Israel.
是对着那是跟以色列有关联的那些其他的国家。邦国
but has to do with the nations that have anything to do with Israel.
那些神就说，
So God says,
我虽然兴起那个灭命的来对付我的子民，
Though I raise up the sword against my people,
但是我也并不纵容那些灭命的。
But I will deal also against the evil neighbors.
所以从十四节里头弟兄姊妹你看到，
So starting from verse 14，
神说所有欺负以色列的，
All those that deal harm to Israel，
我也要对付他们，
I will also deal
with them， 我要把他们拔出，
I will pluck them out，
我拔出他们，
I will pluck them out，
也拔出犹大，
And I will pluck out the house of Judah。
晓得这个拔出啊，
Brothers and sisters, realize this plucking out
都是说到很严厉的对付，
Speaks of very severe dealing。
好像一个植物种在地里蛮好的，
It seems like a plant that is well planted in the ground。
结果现在把它拔掉出来，
But now has been plucked out, uprooted。
那从表面上来看，
So on the surface
就好像不让他们活了。
It seems like they cannot live.
不叫他们存活了。
They cannot exist.
那对付犹大的，神要这样的对付他。
And so that is how God would deal with Judah.
但是犹大本身呢？
But Judah himself.
神说我也照样的要把他们拔出。
I will also pluck them out.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神说我拔出他们以后。
After this comes to pass.
我也一定转过来怜悯他们。
I will have compassion on them.
弟兄姊妹们注意啊。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
我拔出他们。
After I pluck them out.
这个他们是谁？
Who is this them?
不是单单只有犹大,
not only Judah.
是连同所有跟犹大发生关系的外邦,
but even the Gentile nations that have anything to do with Judah.
我把他们拔出,
I pluck them all out.
然后我又把他们再兴起,
and then I will rise them up again.
领他们回本地,
and I will bring them back to the land.
在那里重新来发旺,
and once again that they would prosper.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为神要让这些原来不认识神的邦国,
because God wants these Gentile nations who did not know Him,
他们在神手中所做的事上面去认识神,
that they would come to know God and understand God from the work of His hand.
所以, 神的话在这里说,
so God's words here said,
我把他们拔出,
I will pluck them out,
然后我怜悯他们,
and then I will have compassion on them,
带他们回到他们原来的地方,
and will bring them again.
那他们在那个地方, 若是很殷勤地学习我百姓的道,
every man to his land, if they diligently learn the ways of my people,
指着我的名起誓,
to swear by my name, saying,
我指着永生的耶和华起誓,
the Lord liveth,
正如他们从前教导我的百姓向着巴利起誓一样,
as they taught my people to swear by Baal.
弟兄姊妹你看,
brothers and sisters, you see,
神说,
God said,
我就把他们建立在我百姓的中间,
then I will build in the midst of my people.
弟兄姊妹你看,
brothers and sisters, you can see,
这是什么?
What is this?
这是神迟延不及时的 去干预一些恶事的原因,
this is the reason why God tarries and not intervene with the evil and wickedness in time.
让人看见神是怎么的一位神,
to allow man to see how he is as God.
神的百姓没有跟随神,
the people of God did not follow God.
神的管教不会因为他们是神的百姓,所以神就
His discipline will still be executed, not just because they're His people.
虽然是神的百姓,
even though they're His people,
神还是执行,
God will still execute His intervention, because He is a holy and righteous God.
外邦人, 他们不认识神,
now for the Gentiles, they do not know God.
他们常常越过界限来欺负神的子民,
they always surpass the boundary to harm the people of God.
所以神也 干预他们,
so God also intervenes with them.
但是神干预他们,
but what is the purpose of God's intervention?
让他们看见神手中的工作,
it's to allow them to see the work of God's hand.
让不可能的事情成为可能,
so that which was impossible will become possible.
让不应该发生的事情发生出来,
so that things that would not happen will happen.
他们知道耶和华是那一位,
so that they would know the Lord God is that true and living God.
他们就转离他们原来的愚昧,
then they will turn from their foolishness,
而寻求这一位耶和华神,
and seek after this Lord God.
这样神说我要把他们建立在我的百姓的中间,
then God says, I will build them up in the midst of my people.
有什么你看到吗?
Brothers and sisters, do you see?
当神说出这一番话的时候,
when God speaks these words,
这一番话如果说在新约的时候, 就不稀奇,
now if we speak these words in the New Testament, that is not amazing.
但这一番话说在旧约的时候,
but these words are in the Old Testament,
你就看见很严肃的一件事情,
then you can see a very solemn matter.
因为一般 人的观念是这样,
because in general, man's concept and understanding is this. In the Old Testament,
神只是悦纳以色列人,
God only accepts Israelites.
外邦人都是狗,
all the Gentiles are dogs.
外邦人都是在神面前没有路的,
all the Gentiles have no way before God.
这是人的想法,
that is man's thinking.
但神不是这样,
but that's not how God is.
虽然神工作的那个次序是先是以色列人, 后是希利尼人,
even though the work of God is first the Jews and then the Gentiles,
神在人中间的工作有先后的次序,
and so there's an order in God's work.
但是却没有, 我要这个, 我不要那个,
He does not have this way of thinking, I want this and not that.
因为所有的人都是照着神的形象而被造的,
because all men are created in His image.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
在旧约的日子,
In the Old Testament,
但神几乎要很严厉地来追讨他的百姓的时候,
when God will chasten his people very severely,
神说出一个意思,
God speaks this meaning.
所有的人都在神的等待的里边来回转归向神。
God is forever waiting for all the people to return and repent to him.
如果他们不肯悔改,
if they will not repent,
如果他们不肯回转,
if they do not return,
那我就要
Then I will chase him to the end.
那神的话说到这里的时候,
and so when God's words reach this point,
好像神已经宣告了, 他要怎么做在人的中间,
it seems like he has already proclaimed what he will do in man's midst.
对他的百姓,
to his people,
和对外邦人,
and to the Gentiles.
如果神的话就停在这里,
if God's words only end here,
那人还看不见路,
then men still do not see the way. I'm willing to repent.
但是怎么走?
But how do I go?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, again, that is also our question.
很多很多的时候,
many, many a times,
我们都觉得, 啊, 神的心意真是好,
we feel that God's intention, his heart is so good.
我们怎么能走到神的心意?
But how is it that I can go follow on?
哦, 弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, many times we have this doubt.
但是我们如果在神的光的底下,
but if under the light of God,
我们没有办法不承认,
we cannot but confess.
不是神没有给我们说出那个路怎么走,
it is not that God did not point out the pathway.
是我们自己的愚昧根本就忽略了神把那个路已经向我们显出来,
but it is because of our foolishness that we are careless. We neglected the path which God has already shown us.
神不是不给我们有路,
it is not that he did not give a way for us.
而是我们觉得那个路我们不甘心走,
but yet we feel we are not willing to go on that way.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们来看看,
let us see,
神给我们的路是什么呀?
What is the way which God gives us?
从旧约到新约,
from the Old Testament to the New Testament,
神让人在他面前寻找进入, 他的荣耀丰富里面那个路没有改变过。
God did not change the way at all from the Old Testament to the New Testament, how we can enter into His glory and riches.
从伊甸园的时候开始,
from the Garden of Eden,
一直到到将来新天新地来显明神工作的果效的,
even in new heaven and new earth, when God's work will be realized,
神都给我们看见他,
God has continued to show us His way has never changed.
如果我们说我们看不见路,
if we say we do not see the way,
我们只能说是我们自己的愚昧,
we can only say that is our foolishness.
其实我们的主, 老早就说得很清楚,
in fact, our Lord has already said very clearly,
我就是道路,
I am the way,
真理生命,
I am the truth and the life.
若不借着我,
no one,
if
not, no one can come to the Father.
明明地告诉我说,
it clearly tells me that He is the way.
但是我们常常是自作聪明,
but many a times we think we're very smart.
我们不够领会主怎么是路,
we do not understand how can He be the way.
我们说主是人,
we say He is a person.
他是道成肉身的人,
He is the Word become flesh. He is the Son of God.
但是他我们的主,
but our Lord clearly announced that He is the way.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
神说他是路,
when God says He is the way,
他就是路,
then He is the way.
你要在他以外寻找路,
if we want to seek a way outside of Him,
你要用自己所手所做的事情来作为路,
if we want to make the work of our hand as the way,
你永远找不到路,
then we will never find a way.
因为在主以外就没有路,
because outside of the Lord there is no other way. The Lord said it very clearly.
若不借着我,
except through me,
就没有人能到父那里去,
no one can come to the Father.
他不就说出他是唯一的路,
and so that speaks of the fact He is the only way.
他做路,
if He is not the way,
那你就没有路,
then there's no other way for us. There's truly no other way.
但是你说, 主怎么能成为我们的路?
But then you question, how can the Lord become our way?
现在来了,
brothers and sisters, now, if we look at chapter 13,
我们就看到一件事情,
we see something.
我们就看见, 当时神怎么领,
we see how God leads Jeremiah into this way.
那当神跟耶利米说完了上面那些话
，Now after God finished with all the words before with Jeremiah, he says to Jeremiah,
你去买一根麻布袋子束腰
，Go and get thee a linen girdle and put it upon thy loins.
不可放在水中
，and put it not in water.
我就照着耶和华的话，就买了一根带子束腰。
So I got a girdle according to the word of the law.
他做了这样的一件事。
And so and put it on my loins.
然后神第二次的话又来对他说。
And then the word of the Lord came again to me the second time.
要拿你所买的腰带，就是你腰上的带子起来。
Saying, take the girdle that thou hast got, which is upon thy loins, and arise.
往伯拉河去，将腰带藏在那里。
Go to the Euphrates and hide it there in the hole of the rock.
我就去照耶和华所吩咐我的，将腰带藏在伯拉河边。
So I went and hid it by Euphrates as the Lord commanded me.
过了多日。
And it came to pass after many days that the Lord said unto me, arise,
上伯拉河去,
go to Euphrates,
将我吩咐你藏在那里的腰带取出来,
and take the girdle from thence,
我就往伯拉河去,
which I commanded thee to hide, and I went to Euphrates,
将腰带从我所藏的地方刨出来,
and digged and took the girdle from the place where I had hid it.
腰带已经变坏,
behold,
毫无用了,
the girdle was marred, it was profitable for nothing.
好, 弟兄姊妹们,
now, brothers and sisters,
那神就让耶利米做了一件这样的事。
God allowed for Jeremiah to do this.
那我先不说这一件事情是什么意思。
I first will not say what it means.
不，我先说这个事是什么意思。
No, let me first tell you what this means.
第八节以后。
After verse 8.
神所说的。
What God says.
就是解说。他要耶利米做这一件事情是什么意思。
Explains to Jeremiah why he did this.
他说,
he said,
神的百姓本来跟我是很亲近的,
that the people of my people were very close to me.
贴在我的身上,
they were just like the girdle that is to my loins.
但是因为他们太骄傲了,
but because of their pride,
因为他们不肯听我的话,
because they did not hear my words,
自己又顽梗,
but they were stubborn,
跟随自己。
And walk after their heart.
结果呢?
As a result,
就变得一点用处都没有。
It became good for nothing.
就像这一根带子。
Just as this girdle.
原来跟我那么,跟你那么贴近。
It clave so close to you.
现在变坏了。
But now it's marred.
不能用了。
It is good for nothing.
只能丢掉它。
You can only discard it.
那弟兄姊妹们。
Now brothers and sisters.
当神解说了神叫耶利米做这件事的时候耶利米才知道神为什么叫我们做这件事
Then after Jeremiah God explained to Jeremiah why he had him do this Then he realized why God wanted him to do it
因为在神解说的时候
Because when God explained it
神解说的太细了
God described it and explained it so detailed
从做王的以至到所有他们的遭遇是如何
Even from the kings to what they have encountered, it has explained to them all that happened. Even though I was so close with them, but now they're good for nothing, but can only be discarded.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
好了,
now,
当然,
of course,
神让耶利米做这件事情，就借着这件事情来向犹大说明他们的前途。
He wants Jeremiah to do this in order to speak forth clearly the future of Judah.
说明他们落到那种光景的原因。
To speak forth the reason why they're in that condition.
当然神一解说了，我们就知道哦，那个腰带原来是有这个作用。
And then we realize that is what the girdle was for.
但是我们看一个很重要的是信息不是在这个腰带的解释
But we can see a very important message that is not in the explanation of this girdle
而是与这一条腰带发生关系的那个人
But it is the person who has the relationship with this girdle
那这个腰带是给丢掉了后来
Now this girdle was thrown away
但是那个腰带的人呢还好好的活在那里。
But the person who had the girdle was still there very well.
那弟兄姊妹你就看到了。
Then brothers and sisters, you can see.
为什么那个腰带 是给丢掉了。
Why was it that the girdle was thrown away?
但是那个用药袋的人还留在那里。
But the person using the girdle still remained.
我们就不能不来留意当时耶利米的动作。
Then we must take note of the action of Jeremiah at the time.
我个人很深的感觉，耶利米的动作是非常非常重要的一个发表。
Now, I truly believe the action of Jeremiah is a very important expression.
让当时的犹大的百姓他们知道。
To allow for the people of Judah to know at that time.
他们的前途是怎样。
What their future is like.
而他们唯一要拣选的道路是什么。
And what the only way they can choose is.
那现在我们来留意耶利米的那一个这样算事情。
Now, let us take a note of what Jeremiah did.
神说你去买个腰买个麻一个麻布的袋子做腰带。
The Lord said, go and get the linen girdle.
不能放在水里哦。
Do not put it in water.
带在身上。
Put it upon your loins.
那过了一些时候。
And then,
神说
the Lord said,
你就把拿着这个袋子。
Take this girdle
去伯拉河那边去
and go to the Euphrates
把腰带藏在那里一个磐石水里
and hide it there in the hole of the rock.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
我们读这段话的时候很轻松
when we read these words, it's very light for us.
你说耶利米就去了叫他做的就做了
and so Jeremiah just went. You told him to go, so he went.
弟兄姊妹们
but brothers and sisters, take note.
耶利米当时在什么地方？
Where was Jeremiah?
在耶路撒冷。
He was in Jerusalem.
神说，你把这个麻布的腰带藏在什么地方？
Where does God want him to hide this girdle?
伯拉河的磐石穴。
In the rock of the Euphrates.
弟兄姊妹，看看地图。
Brothers and sisters, look at your map.
从耶路撒冷到伯拉河有多长的距离？
From Jerusalem to Euphrates, how far is that?
在当时那个交通工具。
At the transportation during those days,
顶多你就是骑马。
You can only go on the horse.
但是我们不知道耶利米是不是骑马过去。
Now we don't know if Jeremiah took the horse.
如果他不骑马的话，他只能步行。
If he did not go on the horse, he can only go by foot.
如果步行的话
，If by foot,
弟兄们要走多少
？Brothers and sisters, how many days would he go from Jerusalem to the Euphrates?
你就算他最近的那个点。
Even to the nearest point.
你从后面那个地图看看。
From your map, you can take a look and see. You can just calculate.
如果你再估计不出来的话
，If you cannot.
你可以从以斯拉记里边从以斯拉他们从巴比伦回来回到耶路撒冷走了多少天的路程你也大概能领会
Then from the book of Ezra you can have a general understanding how many days it took from them to return from Babylon to Jerusalem
你会不会说
Would you question then and say,
神啊，你那个目的不过就是要叫这个袋子没烂吗？
Brothers and sisters, that God, you only want the purpose is for this girdle to be marred.
在约旦河边来埋下去也一样解决问题。
You can do it just by hiding it under the River Jordan.
为什么要叫我跑到伯拉河那边去呢？
Why must you tell me to go to the Euphrates?
感谢神。
We thank God.
耶利米没有。不同意。
Jeremiah did not disagree.
他就去了。
He went.
买了。
He hid it.
又回来了。
And he came back.
他要一来一回，这个路程，弟兄姊妹够算了。
This round trip is quite a distance.
事情并没有停在这里。
Yet it's not finished.
过了一些时候。
And after many days.
所以说你又去伯拉河。
God said, go to the Euphrates.
把那个袋子要回来。
And find the girdle.
那耶利米又去了。
And so Jeremiah went.
又回来了。
He came back.Brothers and sisters, when men look at this, it's meaningless. It is truly meaningless. You waste the time. God, is there no other way? Of course, we know. Maybe God had this meaning there. Why is it the Euphrates? Why is it the Euphrates? It's Babylon.
将来他们被掳就被掳到那个地方去嘛。
Because they will be in exile in Babylon.
在那个地方什么作用都没有了。
In that place, they're good for nothing.
在那边只是做奴隶了。
They're only slaves there.
但是这些都是历史上发生的事。
But this is all in history.
但是我们要看的是看耶利米。
But we must look at Jeremiah.
他怎么能在神的面前给神使用到一个地步, 神因着他而得着满意?
That how he was used by God to a certain point that because of him, God was pleased.
弟兄姊妹,你千万不要轻看,
brothers and sisters, do not look lightly upon this.
你买了腰带,
to buy the girdle,
绑在身上,
to put it upon the loin,
然后带着腰带去伯拉河,
and then to take it to the Euphrates, and then come back,
那么再去把腰带要回来,
and then go and get the girdle again, and then go back and forth in this way, brothers and sisters.
如果是你,
if it's us, what would we think?
我想, 如果是我,
I think if it's for me,
我又会像耶利米说神啊, 我跟你辩论的时候,你都是对的。
I would also like Jeremiah say to God, God, when I plead with you, you're always righteous. But this is, I have to talk this over with you.
你为什么叫我这样来回跑,做这个毫无意义的事情?
Why do you tell me to go back and forth to do this? That's so meaningless.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你看到吗?
Do you see?
神是借着耶利米向犹大指出一条路。
God, through Jeremiah points out a way to Judah.
那条什么路?
What way is that?
顺服神的权柄.
That is the way to submit to the authority of God. Brothers and sisters, that is the difficulty with man.
我们就是觉得好像神啊, 你这些安排完全没有道理。
We feel, God, your arrangements are unreasonable.
但是神是让人去看见一件事。
But God wants man to see one thing.
你不要管。 神为什么这样做?
Do not be mindful why God wants to do it.
你要学习的是接受神的权柄。
But what you need to learn is to accept the authority of God.
这个就是路。
And that is the way.
弟兄姊妹,你说, 这是权柄就是路, 怎么这是权柄就是路?
Brothers and sisters, you question, what is this way to accept the authority? How can that be the way?
弟兄姊妹,你想想耶利米。
Brothers and sisters, think about Jeremiah.
来回跑,
he went back and forth in this way.
是委屈了谁?
Who suffers?
是委屈了他自己。
He is the one who is suffering.
弟兄姊妹,你看到了。
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
你要接受神的权柄。
If you want to accept the authority of God,
你必须接受自己受委屈的这件事。
You must accept the fact that you will suffer.
你不是寻求自己的痛快。
You are not seeking your own pleasure.
你是要接受自己的受委屈。
But you must suffer.
你说, 这个怎么好意思?
And then you say, oh, this is not good.
当然我们知道,
of course we know,
对人的感觉来说, 的确是真的是, 不好意思,
in our own feelings, of course it is not good.
但弟兄姊妹, 我们用另外一个词来说的时候, 我们不会, 就会感觉没有那么刺耳。
But brothers and sisters, if we use another word, then we will not seem that is so hard to take.
但是从实际上面来说, 我们不能不说, 就是要叫我们这个人,
but the fact is, the reality is, yes, we will suffer for it.
为什么?
Why?
因为这个是十字架。
Because this is the cross.
十字架就是叫人的自己给破碎。
Because the cross would shatter the self.
一个不肯破碎的人。
One who is not willing to be broken.
付代价去接受十字架。
One who is not willing to pay the price to take the cross.
一个只是在神面前要逃避难处, 而 不会接受神的权柄,
one who only escapes the difficulty and yet would not accept the authority of God.
如果只知道在神面前接受好处, 而不知道付代价来跟随的,
yet we only know how to receive goodness and not to pay a price if we follow that way.
永远没有办法在神的路上走得上一步,
then forever we will not even be able to take one step upon the way of God. But we praise and thank the Lord.
在耶利米的这些, 这个经历的里面,
upon this experience of Jeremiah,
神让耶利米一面在那里用口说话,
God allows for Jeremiah on the one hand to speak,
一面用着他整个的人在那里活出一个靠近神的路的见证,
on the other hand uses himself as an example to be one that is close to the testimony that the way which God wants us to go on. May the Lord have mercy upon us.
我想, 我今天晚上就停在这里。
I think I'll end here tonight.
我不晓得会不会过了时间。
I don't know if I've gone past the time.
因为现在我身受限制。
Because I am limited now.
那个光碟不给我说下去的，我就停在这里。
Because I have no more room in the CD, so I must stop here.
没说完的话，下礼拜再说。
And the unfinished words will continue next week. Let us pray.